if you had to be a James Bond villain,
mm-hmm.
right? What would you like? What would be? And you have, but to be the villain, you had to have a sort of distinct characteristic. Like yeah. Oddjob's quite small. Jaws was his name. Jaws.
Yeah.
Had
jaws.
Like silver teeth. Silver teeth, not silver jaw.
That's true. It was his teeth, wasn't it?
Oh, that's stupid.
But also, he was really big and strong. And Oddjob had a hat.
Write a letter to Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote Sherlock, but I can't remember Sherlock Holmes. I can't remember the name of the guy. I mean, they're both dead anyway. But I can't remember the name of the guy who wrote James Bond, so I'm going to write to Arthur Conan Doyle.
Always getting letters for other authors yeah. that people assume he can get put.
What's this Harry Potter about? I'm dead.
Put me in contact with the person who wrote Lord of the Rings, because I'm fed up with it.
So what would be your...
So like, am I the big bad guy, like the one who's in charge of the thing, or am I like the henchman?
Let's go right now. Holland and Cal. I'm going to be Jay Bond.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to be on the moon base.
Yeah.
Right.
So my luck is like.
And you're going to come up to me. You're going to appear, and yeah. you can appear however you want.
Okay.
Like you, but you've got to make a like entrance.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So okay. I'm just like running through the base right now. I've got my golden gun.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I'm just like pow, pow, shooting bad guys. Yeah. And they're all like, oh, thank you. I wanted to die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no worries. It's like a euthanasia clinic.
Yeah.
You know, it's a load of people who couldn't get to Switzerland, so they went to the moon. And I'm just.
Yeah.
And there's a beautiful woman, but she's really, really well dressed because it's not like exploitative.
No.
Just like, hey baby, it's a really nice scarf, and she's like, yeah, I got it from M&S. And I'm like, oh, you should be from M&S, majestic and sexy.
Yeah, and that's said with those pauses in it.
Yeah. That wasn't too bad. Majestic and
you
sexy.
Should be.
It's Jay Bond, all right? It's Jay Bond. Majestic and sexy. Then we high five.
Yeah,
it's like
okay.
really PC.
Yeah, and then you turn around and there's an explosion. You turn around to look at it.
I look at it and go, oh, my eyes. Yeah. Oh, that's why they never look at them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You look at the explosion and then that just dies down.
Right, so then
then round the corner, like a load of doves fly around the corner.
Yeah. And I shoot them all. The woman's like, what are you doing?
And I'm then,
like, oh, I got carried away. I thought they were evil mechanical doves.
And then I do a forward roll and land like kneeling.
That's your big entrance.
Hold on.
Forward roll.
No, and I land with my arms
Jay Bond,
out.
I kick you
I
in the face.
I land with my arms out and I'm waiting for the doves to land and then I look and you've just shot all of my
all
doves.
All the dead doves just fall
on top of my arm.
Just smearing your white suit.
It was one of my doves that I was doing. I was doing, that's
hang
my
on,
dove
hang
entrance.
On. I'd have to have a line here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I? I'd have to be like, well, when doves cry or something. I don't know what it is. What would it be? Like, damn it.
It could really.
I guess you beaked too soon.
Yes, actually quite
good. Then I high five him again.
Well, I guess he was just winging it.
That's your comeback.
That's
it?
Not funny. I love like, those doves.
I was like, that was
I loved them.
Who said he's just winging it? You said it about
yourself. I know. Another James Bond.
Oh, Jay Bond. Jeez.
No, another one's there.
Oh, right. Shoot him. It's my film, James.
Well,
I want to be the guy in the floating raft at the end getting some kisses from the lady in the scarf.
Talking about scarves for the rest of the film.
What do you mean? You're not going to get kisses from me, my dear?
That would be the best enter thing where you're on a desert island or whatever, and it's just because it always pans out when they're getting down to it or something. It's
yeah.
But you're just talking about scarves, and you can just hear it saying, so where did you get it from?
Cause
it
I'd be like, is that cashmere? Like, oh, yes, it's cashmere. It was on sale. No, what it'd be, we're on a floating raft, and, you know, it'd be the classic, oh, you're expecting Nookie or whatever, but it zooms in, and we're just, like, playing Scrabble. She's like, you can't spell through with two R's!
What?
And I just put my gun against the inflatable raft and shoot it. Look her in the face, it starts deflating, and she's like, there's sharks everywhere! And I'm like, well, I spell shark, S-H-A-R-R-R-K. You're really facetious. Yes, I am! That'll be the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, you flipped out.
All
the dead doves have smacked you in the face.
Yeah.
I've said, I guess you beat too soon.
You're Jay Bond when I forward roll and goes, that's your big entrance.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But also, like, anyway, I'm wearing a crop top and some leggings.
Yeah, keep it sexy.
And I'm just like, well, my doves. I bred these doves from chicks. Dove chicks, and now you've shot them all.
Yeah. I'm the only one with chicks around here, no offence.
No, I'm going to take them. You could say.
I'm not your chick, though. Yeah, I didn't assume that you were.
No, that's okay. Yeah. And then.
So I'm totally ruined your entrance.
No, it's fine.
You're just there, standing there waiting.
Don't worry about it, mate. No, it's fine. Yeah, you've killed my doves, and now you're just talking.
You pick up one of them.
That was Barry! He's still got his name bit on him. Look, well, anyway, I made my...
Who brings their pets into battle?
I do!
I mean, you know...
I've
got a gerbil at home, right? But it's really J Bond. It's in, like, those pipes, and they go all around the ceiling. It's really sexy. It looks really good.
Yeah.
And at one point, the tubes go through my shark tank. Pretty cool.
So your gerbils land on you.
But I don't bring him to battle.
Well, maybe you should.
I mean, well...
I'll shoot him.
Clearly, I shouldn't.
Well, I didn't know you were going to shoot my doves. They're not a threat. Why are you shooting them?
They're doves. They don't need to go a dove and beyond the... Called to. I had something there.
They knew the dangers when they got involved.
In the background, there's James Bond's dad going,
Do you need me?
No.
Do you need help, Sonny?
Not this time.
Oh, okay.
Goes back to work on the moon base. Like, why are you working here? Like, where?
Times are tough. I like
the alarms.
I thought it was a Saga holiday.
You know, I go to sleep. Thankfully, they just go whoop and it wakes me up. You know, most jobs I'm out. But anyway, you're there.
Listen, I'm talking. You've shot my doves.
I just saw my granddad. Do you expect me not to talk to my granddad?
It's me, Dove McKellison.
Yeah.
I was the richest dove owner in California, and I bought this moon base off another person.
Yeah.
I've filled it with my doves, and you've shot my doves, and now you're going to pay the price.
Yeah.
And I pull out of my inside jacket.
I thought you were in a crop top.
Yeah, but my jacket's on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah. I pick that up. But I can't find, because it's all crumpled up. I'm trying to find the...
Covered in dust.
And I pull out a pigeon from inside the pocket.
Yeah, so I shoot that.
What are you...
Hang on, I'll roll. See if I did. Yeah. Oh, that's a six. That's
straight through the head.
Yeah.
Shot him in the head. He had a tiny bomb on him. That was going to be my attack. I'd make the bomb fly at you. I'll just throw this dead pigeon at you then with a bomb.
Hang on a minute. You shot all these animals. You've got a shark tank at home. Are you sure you are not the villain, J Bond? Shy it.
Stop shooting my pigeons. Well,
so shoot her. Hang on.
Did you just try to shoot me?
No, I was just keeping the barrel clean.
I think some dust got in it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a golden gun. They're high maintenance. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry.
So, and I'm like, right, well, the joke's on you. Yeah. Unlucky for you, J Bond, I've got another one. And I rifle in my pocket again and pull out a quail.
Yeah. Okay.
With a knife on its beak. Charge at him, quail!
Yeah. And see if it.
And he's skittering towards you amongst his dead comrades.
Oh god, he's angry. Slowly. I can see his eyes are piercing into me. Yeah. I'm just locked in his gaze.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you're gonna.
Six.
Six.
Straight into your ankle.
Oh god, right, yeah, just slams me onto the ground and I'm just screaming. The gun scoots across the floor out of my range.
Who's laughing now?
Oh, I didn't want you to prequail. That's like prevail. Prequail. It was like, you don't really know how to do puns while I'm trying. I've got a dangerous quail on me.
Yeah, the quail's standing over you.
I had a quail at the time. That's the same joke.
Quail, keep an eye on him. Doves, pick up that gun. Oh, you shot my doves. I forgot. You just shot my doves.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, who's laughing now, James Bond? It's me, J Bond. I don't know. There's lots of you.
What? I'm J Bond.
You're J Bond.
James Bond isn't. He's dead.
You shot James
his
Bond.
His granddad's over there. Thankfully, he hasn't realised what.
There's a lot of doves around here.
Yeah.
Now who's laughing? Now my space station will do the job I constructed it for.
This is what, I lean over to the woman, I don't know her name, Sexy McScarf.
Okay.
That's not a good name.
Is that a name, or is that just the name you call her by?
Scarflet. That'll be her name. Yeah. Scarflet.
Scarflet, your Scarfskin.
This is the bit where he tells me his plan. It's all part of my plan.
What's that?
Plan.
What are you saying to her?
It's part of my plan that he tells me his plan. All right, and then I go back.
Talking, no talking whilst I'm telling my
quail plan. Just like pecks me up a bit, and I'm like, yeah. Oh!
Good work, quail. He's angry because of his fallen compatriots.
Yeah.
And so, my space station. You're probably wondering why I constructed this enormous space station and sent it into space and brought my doves and my pigeon on board.
And more importantly, what I'm wondering is, if you've got the cachet and the money and the resources and the motivation to build this moon base, I mean, you're already there. You're like the most important dude on the planet. What else do you need?
Am I? Maybe what I'm doing for this planet is bigger than you could ever imagine, Jim.
Yeah? Yeah, what is it?
I'm going to kill all of the reverse cows.
Oh, no!
And leave it in the grip of methane.
But they're so cute, the way they go... That's to try to do a backwards move. Move. So be... Yeah. And that's the sound of the air going in.
Okay. I get it. It's very good, yeah, J-Bond. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you've seen them, right?
No, I hate them. I'm going to kill them.
Oh, no.
I'm going to send down a ray, which only reverse cows will hear, which will cause them to explode.
Oh, no way.
I've already sent wires to... I communicate through wires to all of the head governments saying that soon they will be in the grip of my real cows. I used to own a cow plantation, and now, since reverse cows have become so popular, I can't sell cows as much.
I don't think they're called cow plantations, mate.
Well, you don't own one, and I do.
I think they're farms, mate.
Well, it's just... I mean, what more do you want to take from me? You've shot my doves.
Well, to be honest, I want to kill you. I want to blow up your base. I want to take Scarlet here.
Well, you can't.
Scarlet here.
You can't, not with quail standing.
I want to play Scrabble on an inflatable... presuming you've got an escape pod, right?
Yes.
We want to
me alone.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You think
only enough space for two, but it will just have me and my doves, but not my doves because you shot them.
You and the quail.
Yeah, me and Quailey here. I'd never forget you, Quailey. The joke's on you. Scarflet was actually working for me the whole time.
Oh, no way!
That's why she's on the space station.
Yeah, she unravels her scarf.
Yeah.
And underneath is a robotic neck.
Yeah. I give all of my engine robotic necks. So.
And she's like, I am evil because my neck is sore. And I'm like, what?
Scarflet.
You've got a neck. I mean... Who loses their neck and then gets a replacement? You know, you should be... What is it with you, Jay Bond? Like, you think everyone should be entitled? Like, that's me saying it to myself.
Okay, yeah, so you're talking to yourself.
I'm delirious from the smell
of quail. So now, Jay Bond, you have a first-class seat to watch the destruction of all of the reverse cows in the planet. And there's a window down, and like a view screen pops up. And then it takes a while to come down. It's just... It's just warming up. The projector's warming up. The bulb's warming. And we should be able to see a reverse cow plantation right now.
That's the sound of windows coming on.
I've just got to put my password in. And then just wait for it. I need to defrag this thing. It takes ages. Come on. No, I don't want Skype to open. No. Don't want Skype to open. No.
Okay, while you're doing that,
quit
right?
Skype.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna lean in to the quail and be like, what do you want, quail? Come on, you don't want to be with him. It's going to kill the reverse cow. You want to save planet Earth, don't you, quail? The quail's looking at me.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to read those eyes.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to... If I get a good roll, it's going to help me. If I don't, I'm just stuck. Oh, I got six. So, in my pocket...
So, I'm still faffing about.
Yeah. I just got a six. So, I've got the ultimate thing in my... I've got mind-altering bird seed.
Okay.
Right? So, I'm going to
just... Q gave you.
I'm going to go... Yeah.
Mind-altering bird seed, Bond. They needed it, but I don't think I need this,
And that was the most normal thing out of all of them. An inflatable octagon that talks Spanish. The Rosetta Stone of... languages that have gone and it doesn't play an iPod that doesn't charge.
So I'm still putting a password in. You've got a gun something I haven't noticed, like evil moon base alpha. What's password?
You're having a quick go on Minesweeper.
Yeah. No, I'll just do this quick one more game and then goodbye reverse cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what's Scarflet? Because you win Scarflet over again. She goes to you.
No, I don't want her over yet.
You don't want? No, not yet, but not now. But I mean, like, but by the end.
I would have to. Yeah, I would have to. I mean, you know, unless there's another interesting femme fatale kicking around here.
I don't think so. You've probably shot her.
Yeah, there was a shower bit. That was a bit. Did think afterwards, maybe these are civilians. Cut it out, boys. Cut it out. Right. So the while you're doing that, the quail comes back in my direction, right? Yeah. So I'm just going to see if I can. One. So it's back on me. I'm stuck under the quail here, but I've got the gun now.
Yeah.
Right. So are you going to like initiate?
Right now, I'm finally just and all of the minds. I'm the best at this. Okay, now then. Now, Jay Bond, time for you to see the destruction of the planet you love so much. And I do, really. I just want
the Mars?
No. Earth.
Pluto.
Earth.
That's a good one. I like Pluto. Right.
Your home planet, I assume, as with everyone else here.
Okay, right. Well, I couldn't... What I was hoping to do originally was...
Are you talking to me now?
No, I'm talking to... Well, the director. I don't know, the listener, right? Well, my original plan before I rolled a one was that I was going to get the quail and just fling it at the back of your head.
Yeah.
And then you were going to, like, propel forwards into, like, the off switch, right? And then I was just going to run over and, like, shoot you in the back, like, gang style. Like, really brutal. Yeah. But I rolled a one, so, like, I've got the quail on me, so what I'm going to do, right, is I'm just going to pull out the gun, I'm going to put it to the quail's head, right? And I'm going to be like, okay... But if the planet dies, so does the bird.
Oh my god, my last bird. Quailie, I've brought him up from a chick, like with all of my other birds. I can't lose Quailie as well. Nicely played, J-Cal. I mean Bond.
J-Bond, tell me.
J-Bond. Nicely played J-Bond. James Cal Bond. I see we're at an impasse. Except I still have Scarflet on my side. Take him down, Scarflet.
Okay. This is when I use my second bit of tech. R4.
That's probably good. It's probably enough. Right.
My second bit of tech, which is a Wi-Fi, like, EM, electric magnetic pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I get my electromagnetic pulse, right? And I just press it, and her neck just goes limp. And she just falls over, because her neck's really, really heavy.
Yeah.
Right, so she goes down, right? I just blow the bird's brains out straight away. Right?
Kewaylee, well, there's nothing...
In front of you, I pick it up, right? I hold its wings out, and I rip them off. Right? And I just throw them both in your face.
Ah.
And then I charge at you, right? And as I charge at you, I scoop up Scarlet by the ankles, and I swing her neck so it smacks you in the head.
Oh, God, and then I... Oh,
yes!
Nice. And I tumble forwards and hit the self-destruct button on the thing. Oxygen venting before self-destruct of the entire evil spaceship. No, but damn it! Now I can't... My plan. We should never have installed any of these things.
No, we're gonna have a fist fight. That's classic.
Only one of us can escape on the pod, Jade. So it looks like it's down to you and me.
Yeah, well, when it comes to... pods, we're definitely not peas in them, and you're gonna get mushed like mushy peas.
That's one thing I miss about you, Jay Bond, an adversary to match my own intelligence.
And then I just swing a punch. Two, I miss. Yeah, I totally miss.
Dodge.
I push the
do a forward
accelerate
roll.
The detonate button.
Accelerate.
Like, why did you ask that?
They're very the salespeople are very good at that.
It's a flashback to when he brought the moon base, and the salesman's going, look, you see, the problem is when most people buy moon bases, they get the self-destruct, but it's always like 15 minutes, isn't it? It's always 15 minutes.
That's true.
And to be honest, 15 minutes is enough time for your average superhero, you know, well, not superhero, but good guy, to get out, take the bird, all that stuff, right? What about you, with this little feature, all it costs is a few golden Nazi trinkets, right? You can speed it up to just a few minutes. I mean, if you really want, you can press detonate, just blow the place up.
I don't know. I mean, what do I
I'll tell you what, we'll throw in this lovely pair of fluffy moon dice that shape up planets.
No, I'm definitely out. Right. Okay, great. You've got yourself a deal.
Anyway, back. Right, it's your go. I missed for the punch.
And I grab my fluffy moon dice from this hanging off the monitor.
Use them as a, like a neck, like a...
I have you now, Jay Bond.
You've got to roll, see if you do it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, no, I'm saying this before I lunge in to garrot you.
You grabbed them.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. It's like, it looks like I have the upper hand now, Jay Bond. Two. they just break.
I guess your luck's run out. And then I'm going to try a double punch in your eyes.
Yeah, and right? Then you say...
I'm going to say snake eyes if I get it. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Oh, five. So just bang, snake eyes. You're like, I'm not a snake. I'm like, no, you're a bird. And I'm about to rip off your wings. And then I'm
floundering at this point.
Yeah, I think I get an extra roll. Oh, I get one. Yeah. So I grab your arms to try and rip them off.
But like they're oily because I put massage oil on them, so you just slip
I'm
off.
I'm like, oh, those are really smooth.
I know, I worked very hard at those.
Wow, I mean, you'd think on a moon base you'd let your skin...
Think that, but they threw it in with a lot of the other stuff I bought as well.
I thought you were well groomed.
It's an impulse buy.
For a moon base.
No, but well, thank you.
Moon base captain?
I prefer the term admiral.
Yeah, moon base admiral.
Admirable.
I'd be a moon base savant.
To think what could have been, J-Bot. Yeah. You and I have been on the same team.
Yeah.
But then, we aren't. So time for me to use my other secret weapon.
Right.
And then I pull out an egg from my pocket.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I'm just going to throw it right in your face.
Has it like really gone off or something?
It's really smelly.
Oh, no way.
To be honest, I forgot I had it in there. Just
don't do this, Birdman. It'll ruin us both.
I'm going to throw it in your face and then try and run for the escape pod. Okay. Here we go. Six.
Oh, right.
This is your darkest moment.
Oh, God, you rolled a six.
Six straight in the eyes. Okay. So, I was captain of the egg throwing team at school.
But I'm like, well, thankfully I'm in like one of those silver moonbase suits.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that, you know, I'll come out in the wash, they're pretty hard. But even still, I'm mortified. So I'm just rolling around going, oh, I smell an egg. Oh, bird ovaries. Yeah. And then you get into the pod, right? Oh, so then I'm like, oh God, how am I gonna stop this? I mean, I could just try and shoot through the glass, but then the pod's ruined, then there's nothing to go on. And then I think, hang on a minute, what about if I use reverse technology like the cows to reverse engineer the moon base so that the escape pod stays still but the moon base flies off?
Ah.
Because that's perfectly logical.
I think so.
And,
I'm just
I rolled a two, so that doesn't work.
Because
the physicist comes along and says, no, you see, that's called propulsion.
That's terrible.
I'm like, well, how are you getting off? And he's like, well, there's a Volkswagen outback.
Space
so like, is there any room? It's like, yeah, oh yeah, there's loads. There's no one else. I'm like, actually, I don't want to go with you in your Volkswagen. I mean, there's a lot of people around here.
At this point, my escape pod's just jettisoned and I'm just flying off.
I'm like, everyone here is going to die, and yet they're still not coming with you. Well, that's got to be a bit wrong. So then I collect all the bird wings, right, and I fit them together into big wings, and then I put myself into a missile chute.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, oh no, the place is going to detonate anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why you did that. I mean, you could have just continued to destroy the Earth. Oh, you fell into it.
Yeah, because you hit me with bird wings.
Like, so I've got my new like wings that are sort of and I found like a silver. Like a metal spray, and I've sprayed them all, so I've got these big.
So they look cool.
Yeah, so I'm like, not Silver Surfer, but a bit like that.
Yeah. Big silver.
And then,
wings,
and then I get myself
birds.
In the torpedo tube, right? Mm-hmm. And my wings are there, and I'm ready. And I raise one fist, and I put the other fist tucked into my chest, because I'm ready to just like fling at you with my fist. And I can see you just like flying towards Earth, and. Yeah. Oh, five, I'm fine. I just shoot into, I just rock out of the moon base with my wings and then just charge straight at him. And I grapple on to the side of the pod as we're not quite in entry yet, but it's starting, like, the tip of it is starting to go red.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm banging on the glass.
No, you can't come in.
I'm like,
no way.
You gotta let me in.
Been caught like this before.
I'm like, oh, damn it. I want to say something like, this bird's been cooked, but you're not cooked, so I can't say that yet. I'm just about to die.
It's a valiant effort.
I'm just going to say, please help me. I always say that. I'll keep banging, and then... I don't know. I've got it. I'll take out my my gerbil because I did bring him.
Yeah,
I was lying all along.
Lying.
Smuggle him into the exhaust pipes,
yeah.
and he's gonna go in and he's gonna pop open the portal, the door.
Yeah,
that doesn't work. The gerbil, I rolled a three.
It's just fired out.
It's just burned, and I'm like. Oh no!
Now you know how it feels, Jay.
Oh, no.
And perhaps you've also learned humility in that way.
Oh, no.
And
that's
it. That's it.
So I put the gun to the glass and I fire every single round in the gun. And I roll a one. It doesn't get through the glass at all.
I wouldn't make it bulletproof, Jay.
God damn it. You are unbearably smug.
I'm inside an escape pod.
The ship is like bright blue now and I'm like starting to burn up. I'm like, you killed my gerbil. And I think J-Bomb might, I think this might be.
It looks like it.
This could be.
Surely something will go right.
I've run out of ideas. I've got it. So I pull out my phone and I speed dial Giant Scorpion.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
So I'm, Giant Scorpion, hello? I'm like, I'm gonna die, I need your help. He's like, I don't know you. I mean, I know Jay, but you're Jay Bond. And I'm it's the same person, alright? I'm just a bit more psycho and evil. But for the purpose of this, for some reason, I'm the good guy. It's really confusing. Anyway, look, can you fire yourself into space in your scorpion robot suit and come and help me, right? So he's like, yeah, totally. Four, that's enough, nice. Right? So he fires into space. It's basically just like a suit of silver armour over his scorpion, which is super badass.
Yeah.
Like, and there's just fire coming out the back, and he latches on to the pod.
Yeah.
And he starts using his
tail,
like
sting.
His stinger.
Yeah.
It's just smashed through.
And
I'm just like, yeah, that's right. Don't bring your pets unless it's a giant scorpion.
No.
Boom.
This is unbelievable.
And the scorpion I rolled a six.
Yeah.
The scorpion tail just goes straight through the pod and through your chest.
Yeah, my chest. I'm like, Quayle. If only you'd been here. I just wanted to get rid of the reverse cows. And I died.
No way. Everyone's going to just be crying at this point. And
I don't think I want Jake.
Me and the scorpion just make out because there's no one else.
There's no other way to end it. You're both on a raft.
We're spiraling through the atmosphere, like burning up.
Yeah, yeah.
But the scorpion will be fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, my suit's just burning away.
Yeah, you're right.
And then I land.
That's when you land on a desert island and on a raft playing Scrabble with giant scorpions to get home.
I land on a desert island. And I think I'm such an evil person, if I roll above a three, I'm going to die. I think, yeah. So I just, as we land, I like slip, and the pod itself...
Yeah, the just spike
pierces my whole body.
Yeah.
And just as a like last cinematic moment, you see the scorpion metallic tail raise up, and then just all the feathers that were part of me that were silver just fire into the sky and just fall down.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the glimmering light of all the falling feathers, your face appears, like in the end of Star Wars. You're like a blue spirit, and there's all the birds around you.
I sat on my shoulders.
And I'm like, no! Afterlife, and I just get pulled into hell.
Yeah. But don't, and then you also say a pun at the end, like,
you
could say, "This bird's cooked."
Yeah, there you go.
And because I look a bit, because I've got feathers on.
Yeah,
I spoiled it at the end, Jay, but it was good.
No, that was good. They could say, "This bird's cooked."
It's moving. It's quite moving.
Yeah, I like the silver.
Yeah.
And you're there.
With the most sympathetic characters, the bad guy with his
birds. And then this guy in a lab coat comes on and goes, Jay Bond had a, the part of his cranium was slightly compressed, and that caused him to not have a good moral code. But he's still in hell.
Yeah. still goes to hell. He's still judged by higher power, even though it's not his fault. It's
and the whole theatre goes absolutely wild. Bananas. Like, just ridiculous. They're just ripping up chairs and then giving them to each other because they're angry, but they're happy.
Yeah.
And they just don't know.
Yeah, and what to do. The credits roll and everyone stays there parting to see if there's a sequence at the end of the credits.
And then me and you, because what we did, Joan Holland, we were the whole way through the film, unbeknownst to the audience, we were just standing starfish on the screen, so it was being projected on our faces. And then we walked forward and went, "Hooray!"
Yeah,
and then they all murdered me. Yeah, six, I died. It's just a film.
And then I go on Wallace's talk show to talk about it, and just end up breaking down in the first 2 seconds.
So you're there breaking down. Yeah, that's where that comes in. And then I'm there standing there with the Grim Reaper, going, "Why didn't I get like the cool feathers and the blue?" And he's like, "Cause it's not a movie." And I'm like, "Well, look at you, you." Trope, like, I mean, death in his side is black. I mean, why not wear a cool suit? Like, I'd like the idea of like Scar Death, you know, a little pork pie hat and a
baggy trousers.
And as I say that, he just pulls me into hell.
Yeah, into hell, immediately.
Next episode, does Jay escape hell?
Does Alex go to find him, or is he happy?
Is it a good episode? Yes, it's a very good one. It's rolled a 5. So we may not record it, but just remember it already happened.
Nice.
Cool.
Space, the second frontier.